A quest. Maya Ray is probably the coolest person on the planet. She's smart and funny and kind and helpful, and she leaves us little notes on her doors that make us feel special, and she's basically everything an RA should be. She is so much so that she actually made me want to become an RA myself. I kind of toyed around with the idea a little, and of course, as there is with all things, there are several pros and cons. For example, RAs live by themselves. That's a pro and a con. On one hand, it will be nice to have that extra privacy, but on the other, I like having a roommate. Pro, I'll get to meet new people, like my residents and the other RAs in my hall. Con, I feel like I might lose touch with the friends I have now. Pro, I'll get to plan programs and get my residents involved with campus life. Con, my residents might not be even mildly interested in anything I plan for them. After everything was said and done, I felt that the pro list outweighed the con list, so I decided to pick up an application. Now, the application had about 3 or 4 pages of things to initial, saying that I'm willing to take on all of these responsibilities as an RA. Admittedly, it was a wee bit daunting to look through, but after reading it all carefully, I felt like there was nothing on that list that I would be unable to handle, so onward I pressed. I continued to the essay section that had 9 mandatory and 1 optional question to answer in 250 words or less. After a day or two of thought, I decided to get started on at least one question just to get things going. With finals preparation, finals themselves, and Christmas break, it took me about 2 months to complete the essays. But, of course, I'm going to think that I'm going to make a great RA, or else I wouldn't be applying. The hall directors needed some outside opinion, so I had to procure some recommendations from a couple of people from back home, and one from my own RA. After some mild difficulty, all of the recommendations were obtained, and all I really needed to do was to proofread my essays and turn everything in. Shortly after turning in what I was positive to be my complete application, I received an email from my hall director telling me that one of my reference forms was missing. I searched through absolutely everything in a dead panic and was still unable to find it. On the verge of tears, I asked my RA what I should do, and as it turns out, she was in a similar situation last year. She told me to email the hall director and explain that I had looked through everything and that was unable to find the missing form, and offer him my reference's contact information so the hall director could contact him with any questions. Storm passed, and I'm no longer too worried about it, but I'm certainly nowhere near the end of the application process. Each applicant has to sign up for a group interview for 4 hours. I'm a little nervous, because even though my RA discussed more or less what is going to happen, I still don't have a great idea about the whole procedure. I'm confident, and my RA is too. I'll do well after I know what's happening. And meeting new people certainly has never put me off. So wish me luck, and I'll keep you posted.